A rare enrollment period will open next month for the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance Program, or FEGLI. No health questions, but you do need to think about how much insurance you really need and whether you want to keep it until retirement. To sort it all out, Federal News Radio's Tom Temin spoke to Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director for the National Institute of Transition Planning.
Every once in a while, the FEGLI, or the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance Program, holds an open enrollment. The last one was well over 10 years ago, so this one is going to be an opportunity for federal employees to enroll or re-enroll or increase the value of their life insurance without the need of a physical exam or without the need of a life event. So this is a time when employees who are otherwise uninsurable can add their life insurance coverage.
How come this only happens every 10 years? I mean, my insurance guy calls me every month.
Yeah. Well, your insurance guy, if he was going to add life insurance, would want to make sure you weren't going to die anytime soon. He would probably make you undergo a physical. But with FEGLI, when they hold an open enrollment, anybody can sign up. They're not going to ask you, how's your health? They're not going to take your blood pressure. They're just going to say, how much coverage would you like to have?
So if you waltz in there with an intravenous cart and a vein and a needle in your arm, you're good to go.
You could be home on life support. If you're still a current federal employee, you could still have coverage. As long as you're alive next October, that's the catch. The enrollment forms are going to be held for a year until October of 2017, and that's when the coverage will actually go into effect, and that's when employees will start paying premiums.
Life insurance is, you know, often debated because there are many forms of it. What are the types of forms that FEGLI tends to offer? They used to call it whole life. I'm not sure that even exists anymore. And then term insurance.
Yeah, whole life in the private sector, but FEGLI is not whole life. FEGLI is cash, does not have a cash value. So it's more like a term policy without a term. So federal employees can hold on to life insurance coverage throughout their career. And in fact, if they retire from federal service, they can continue that coverage into retirement, but it holds no cash value. So all the premiums that they pay into it only provide a benefit to their beneficiary. So when a federal employee passes away, the benefit is paid to their beneficiary that they've designated.
So once you sign up, it's like betting a particular number on the lottery. The week you don't bet that special number and it hits, you hit yourself in the head. So you can't really stop the premiums, whereas
That's
with
right.
some of the other forms, there might be some value that resides in that account once you stop paying and you want to cash it out.
That's right. This is one of those benefits you really don't want to get your money's worth. People buy this type of life insurance usually to cover a specific need. So maybe when you've started a family or you buy a house and you say, what if something happens to me? Who's going to cover the cost of raising these kids or who's going to pay off my mortgage? I want to make sure that I have enough coverage so I don't leave my family with that big responsibility. So I'll load up on life insurance when I'm young. But what sometimes we forget to do is reevaluate the need for that life insurance as we get older. And so sometimes it does make sense to drop it or to reduce the coverage as we get older and we don't have that need as much as we did in our younger years.
Let's postulate that someone is at the peak of need. Maybe they have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old and a whatever. And a big house and their spouse is home taking care of the kids.
Right.
Should you buy a million, 10 million, 20 million? And how much can you buy under term insurance?
Yeah, in the FEGLI program, you can get your basic salary, which is your salary rounded up to the next 1,000 plus 2,000. And then with optional FEGLI, you can add 5 times your salary. So the maximum coverage would be a total of 6 times your salary. You might want to have additional coverage. You really can't have too much life insurance with that type of situation because that would leave a spouse in such a way that they would have to replace your salary, which would be pretty much impossible with 6 times your salary. But at least that would give them a start, for the next few years until they get back on their feet and decide what else to do. They also have survivor benefits through their retirement and also TSP money and Social Security benefits. So it's not just the life insurance.
Because if you took the average Fed salary times 6, that doesn't get you close to a million even.
That's right. That's right. So that's why we also have the survivor benefit under FERS as well as CSRS. And Social Security provides children's and widows benefits, and the Thrift Savings Plan proceeds would also be payable to the beneficiary, which would likely be the spouse and children.
So if someone, say, makes $105,000 and they buy the full amount of FEGLI that they can, and so that they have, in $30,000 worth of life insurance. How does the premium for that $630,000 compare to what you might be able to get, say, a million or a couple of million in the private sector?
Typically, if someone is in very good health, they could probably find a much cheaper premium in the private market with a level term policy, say a 15 or a 30-year level term policy. The catch, however, is that with Fegley, every time you get a pay increase, the amount of life insurance goes up with your salary, and also you don't have to be insurable to get it. So with those two conditions, most employees tend to go with Fegley because it does increase as your pay goes up, and it's kind of easy because it comes out of your paycheck. And as it starts getting much more expensive, that's when federal employees can drop the coverage or reduce the benefit when it does get to those more expensive premium rates.
We're speaking with Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director for the National Institute of Transition Planning. And so now let's move on in this imaginary person's life. When do you start rolling off what you might need for life insurance, and how do you know when?
Well, usually it becomes a pretty noticeable withholding from your paycheck. Around age 50 is when Option B premiums start to go up. They increase close to 50% at age 50. And if you don't notice it coming out of your paycheck, then at 55, they almost double. And at age 60, the premiums more than double. So it's usually within that 10-year window. And that's usually about the time the kids start to move off into independence, hopefully. And that's when the house starts getting paid down. And employees start to recalculate whether or not they still want to maintain that coverage as they get closer to moving into retirement. In fact, some employees will start to trade premiums and say, I'll take some of that money I'm spending on life insurance and maybe trade it off and pay for some long-term care insurance. So I usually see around that pre-retirement age is when employees start to reevaluate their need for life insurance. And you can reduce it at any time. You don't need an open season to do that.
So you could reduce it, say, to where the payoff would be enough to cover what's left on the house, for example. But if your kids are independent and so forth, that would probably be enough.
That's right. Yeah. And if you're single, you may not need to carry anything but just the basic. The nice thing about the basic coverage is it does hold something called a living benefit. So I usually encourage all employees to carry that basic coverage because the living benefit says even if you become terminally ill, you can become your own beneficiary so that you can use the proceeds of that policy to help cover your living expenses or maybe medical expenses that your insurance doesn't cover or for whatever you want to use it for. So that's another nice side benefit that the basic coverage includes.
Could you use it to prepay your funeral and burial services?
You could. You could even use it for that as well.
You don't want to end up in Potter's Field because nobody is coming forward to claim the costs on that one. And at what point do you just get rid of life insurance altogether, or do you?
Well, if you retire from federal service, your basic coverage, and if you carry, there's a little bit of what we call Option A coverage. It's a $10,000 additional benefit that follows you into retirement. And once you turn 65 years old, if you're retired by then, those two benefits become free. So you no longer pay for them, and they do reduce in value, but you get to keep 25% of them for the rest of your life. And we tend to call those your funeral coverage. So the balance left of that basic coverage and the Option A remainder is generally enough to help offset the cost of a funeral or burial for most federal retirees.
So basically, if you get to that point, you've been throwing money in the ground your whole life.
That's right. That's a good way to put it.